Hey, welcome to Beyond Sunday. Happy spring. I'm Susanna.
And I'm Pastor Joe. We're looking forward to another great topic of conversation today together. And we're coming right off the heels of our Renew Sunday that we had just a couple Sundays ago. And so we thought we would discuss that a little bit, do a little recap, and just talk about renewal. So we had a really good Sunday.
It was awesome. It was great. I definitely felt renewed, refreshed after the weekend. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was good. We've done Renew Sunday now. Is this maybe our fifth year?
I think so.
Doing it? And they're always all good, but I feel like they just get better and better, and it's been really good. So
yeah, and just a recap of what Renew Sunday is. Every year in the spring, we have a Sunday that's dedicated to just a focused time of renewal for our personal walk with God. And just after winter, it's great to focus on new life, rebirth, and not just in the physical sense, but in the spiritual sense as well. So what is renewal to you?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think of spring, and not that renewal can not come any other times of the year, but as far as that special focus Sunday, kind of just play off of the theme of spring, especially here in New England, where everything's starting to come back to life. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, we understand as a believer, we already have new life in Christ.
Right.
Already. But I think that there's just times in life that it's good to have a special time set apart to just think about renewal. Mm-hmm. It might be kind of similar to, some might use the word revival, but it's not something that we, whether renewal, revival, whether whatever word you want to use, it's not just a one day thing. And that's our heart. That's, you know, with the Sunday, that's how we do it every year. But of course, what we, you know, have being taught and preached on those Sundays, what I ask our guest speakers to, you know, preach on, the things that I convey to them about what the Sunday is about, is to give principles and Bible truths to help us to just renew our faith and renew our, maybe our zeal, our love for God and our walk with Him, you know, for every day. And so we could think of it, maybe if somebody is in a season of life of maybe, you know, maybe their walk with God is a little dry or, you know, out of practice, and just like, hey, you know, you're not down and out. You can still have a renewed walk with the Lord.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Know, so kind of just picking back up and recommitment to Christ, I guess.
For
sure. You know, a refocus on Christ and a refocused effort on your walk with Him.
Yeah. I love the idea of a fresh start.
Yeah.
You know, there's certain times of year to me that signify a fresh start.
Yeah.
The school year, start of the school year, it's like that fresh start.
Yeah.
Of course, January 1st every year, it's like, all right, clean slate.
Definitely.
But I love the promise from God's word that His mercies are new every morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And every single morning when we wake up, it's like a fresh start that God is giving to us. Yesterday is over.
Yeah.
Today is all that He's promised us.
For sure.
But this thought of renewal, for me, it's like fresh start. I love that we do Renew Sunday towards the beginning of spring each year, because just like you said, it's like winter's over. We're seeing signs of life.
Yeah.
And you know, I think sometimes we tend to think of winter as like, oh, everything's dead.
Yeah.
There's no leaves on the trees. Everything is just dead and gone. The birds are gone. But really, things are not dead. They're lying dormant.
Yeah.
They're
asleep.
And then once you see those little shoots coming up out of the ground, it's like, oh, they weren't dead. They were just underneath the ground.
Absolutely.
They were lying still.
Right.
So it's almost like, with winter, God gives us that season of stillness.
Yeah.
And now spring's coming back. It's like,
that's good.
Like life is coming back. So
absolutely.
For me, Renew Sunday is always a great way to just kind of kick off that new seasonal change.
Yeah.
Outwardly, but also inwardly, like, okay, here's this fresh start.
Definitely. You know? Yeah. You, as a Christian, our walk with God is never dead.
Right.
You know, it could, you know, we could fall away from the Lord in that sense and maybe not be, you know, focused on it. And so that Sunday and that word is just to kind of bring back new energy and focus to it. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to, you don't have to become a Christian again. You don't have right. to, you know, it's just the focus of, you know, hey, God is there. He's still in your life and yeah. he still loves you. And he, you know, even if you had a season of dormancy or, but it might not even be to that effect. It really is just, something that we need all the time, really.
Yeah.
I think of Romans 12:2, and this is, I think, where I, you know, initially, pull from with that word renewal, which talks about the renewing of our minds. So, Romans 12:2 says to be not conformed to this world, which, you know, the Bible often, it kind of gives, you know, the directive, like, don't be conformed to the world, you know, so don't have your mind and your conduct, your thinking, you know, our conduct comes from our way of thinking. And so we don't want, you know, the Bible is saying to not have our minds to be thinking like the world. Mm-hmm. But then it goes to the next step to tell us how to do that.
Yeah.
And that's by renewing our mind. Mm-hmm. We are transformed by the renewal of our minds. And then that's how we keep our minds on the things of Christ and on not just the things of Christ, but the truths of Christ and the truths yeah. of God's word. The will of God. It says so that we can prove what is good and acceptable and what's perfect and the will of God.
Yeah.
And so finding the will of God, knowing God's will and what he deems as good and right, you know, right versus wrong, what is was perfect or wholesome and holy, right. What is right and acceptable. Well, we find that when in truth, not, you know, when our minds are being transformed unto Christ. And so renewal is that. It's just that. It's transforming ourselves through a renewal of our mind on Christ. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, on that special Sunday, then, of course, everything's is a focus on Christ. And right. what do we learn from him? So it's just that effort. So why do you think that there is an importance to this from that verse and that idea and theme of renewal? Why do you think that that's important?
Well, I think it's important because renewal kind of signifies that there's an understanding and like a foundational underlying understanding that maybe has grown a little stagnant or has been forgotten and needs yeah. to be renewed. Like yeah. it was new at one point and now it needs renewal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
So it's already there.
Yeah.
It's not like, maybe it's not completely forgotten, but it, yeah. that reminder is so important. And that's what I really benefited from on our Renew Sunday is just being reminded.
Yeah.
The verse in Hebrews about faith. Mm-hmm. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the yeah. evidence of things not seen.
Yeah.
I memorized that verse when I was in second grade as an 8-year-old kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that verse has stayed with me
right.
in my heart and my mind. However, being reminded of that verse.
Yeah.
That's not a verse that if I'm honest, has been in the forefront of my mind lately,
yeah.
but being reminded of
yeah.
that during one of the sessions on Renew Sunday, it was renewed
definitely.
In my
yeah.
mind, brought yeah. back to my memory. Oh,
yeah.
that's right. This is what faith is.
Absolutely.
The evidence of what God
definitely.
Has done, what he will do,
yeah.
what he's going to do, what he is doing. So renewal for the believer is, I think, just being reminded
yeah.
of the goodness of God, of his faithfulness,
yeah.
of who he is, and bringing it to the forefront
yeah.
of our minds and our hearts, reminding us
definitely
this is truth.
Yeah.
And so that verse, you know, being renewed, the renewal of our mind, that's something that can happen at any moment
yeah.
as we ask God,
for sure.
renew my mind. You know, often when I'm in the midst of a negative thought or a thought that maybe just is not true, or I'm dwelling on something that is not what God wants me to be thinking, I'll pray, renew my mind right
yeah.
now. Please
yeah.
renew my mind.
Yeah.
And as a believer, that's a promise
definitely.
That's given to us at any moment.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great thought because, you know, we come to church every Sunday and you can read your Bible every day. And as we go through the Bible and we go through different books of the Bible and we take our time going, you know, verse by verse and uncovering what statements and verses mean and what God is trying to tell us in his word. You know, you talk about a verse, and sometimes we use phrases like, you know, a common verse, or, you know, a well-known verse, and no verse in the Bible is common.
Right.
Every verse, every word is God's word, which is holy and it's profitable. But there are verses that, you know, if you grew up attending church as a child, going to Sunday school, junior church, going to vacation Bible school, you know, kids ministries, often there's a focus on Bible memorization.
Right.
And so even sometimes in the pulpit, you know, like when I'm preaching, you know, or preachers can often say, like, you probably remember the verse.
Yeah.
And not everybody grew up memorizing scripture, and that's
right.
okay.
Right.
So so it might not be common, but yeah, that's a verse that, you know, many people do memorize early on. Mm-hmm. And I think it's one of those verses that's kind of, it's got like a flow to it. It's kind of easy, and there's so much hope in it too.
Right.
As well. And so I guess I could say commonly memorized or verse, you know, not to say you should if you don't have it memorized, but what I think is neat is what God always does on these Sundays for the individual and for our church as a, you know, corporately, you know, as we systematically are going through different books of the Bible, we get pretty deep, you know, into not like, oh, all these deep truths that no one has ever discovered before, but just like, you know, digging into verses in scripture, right? And what do they really mean versus just reading something and moving on? And we take our time through that. So what's neat is when guest speakers come in and, you know, they catch exactly what I'm conveying to them is my heart around this day. And often go to passages that we would have heard before that maybe we have memorized. And then that's what it does. It brings it back to our memory.
Right.
And maybe they teach on that verse from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And what I thought was neat was Brother Wagner, who was here for ours, over the last year, he's gone through a major medical concern with his wife.
Right.
And it has done just that in his life. It has renewed faith to him.
Yeah.
And God's faithfulness and responsiveness through faith.
Yeah.
You know, seeing God work. And so his messages and the passages that he preached from may have been verses that we have heard before, but it does that. It brings it back to our mind, and there's new light shed on it. Like in other words, just a new perspective from someone we've never heard preach before, who's lived a life that we don't know.
Right.
And he comes at it from his experience and what God has taught him about that verse and how God has used those verses in his life. So that's a great example. And on the same token for me, he talked about faith cometh by hearing, you know, and so faith was what he preached on mostly. If you weren't in our service, he preached on the theme of faith in his two preaching sessions, and he kind of started with that, you know, faith cometh by hearing, and I think that's why it's good to have that emphasis of, you know, taking that time to hear God's word on a subject matter that we need to be reminded about.
Yeah.
That is not some truth that, you know, not some deep, dark, hidden thing in the Bible. God's revelation is through his word.
Right.
So there's not any new revelation. It's what's in his word. And we can come across verses that maybe we haven't heard or we don't remember before, but he's not trying to do that. You know, that's not the point of renewal. It's just simply bringing principles for daily Christian living, for walking with the Lord, bringing those things back to life. So you learned that when you were a child, right? And now as an adult, that has, it's like a new breath of life being given to you. So that's a really great point. And yeah, I think, you know, life as we live on, you know, this is a man who pastored for 38 years, one church. I think he was in ministry before that for a little bit. So he's been in ministry for 45 some years in his life. He's been a Christian for longer than that. And I mean, he's preaching about faith from this, not from something new, but just in a new context, in a new light that God is teaching him through a new experience in his life that he is seeing God work through in his faith. And so, we go through things in life. We face different challenges, different lures, different temptations, different setbacks. And that's like every day. That's why I think that's why he says, he reminds us that his mercies are new every day. Just like the challenges might be new, you might face something different today at work than what you faced yesterday. Yeah. Or the thing from yesterday or a week ago may still be carrying on, but there could be more being added to it that you're dealing with and facing with, or relationally or financially, new things pop up all the time. And so because of living in a fallen world, we need our attention to be drawn back. We need to remember that, as you know, that God has established truth in his word, and of all the things that we hear in the world, not all of it is inherently wrong, but our minds and our beliefs are to be and ought to be fashioned by God, and that happens through the renewing of our minds. We are transformed into Christ-likeness through our minds being renewed on the things of Christ.
Right. And you know, God never changes.
Yeah.
He is ultimate truth, and he's consistent. He's unchanging. So really the battle is in our own minds.
Yeah.
It's our doubt. It's our distrust. So that renewal of our minds is bringing us back to truth.
Yeah,
I
definitely
think of Philippians 4, verse 8, you know, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is lovely, think on these things.
Yeah.
It's
definitely
right in our minds, whether or not we are going to trust God, we're going to have faith in him, because he is who he is. He's unchanging.
Certainly.
We are the ones who change. So renewal is really, sometimes we get back to this place of doubt or not trusting God, and we need that reminder of he is who he says he is. We can
for
trust
sure
him.
Absolutely.
Through his strength.
There's so much confusion and so much what many would call truth that's being talked about in the world, and even we could even say within the church, right? Mm-hmm. Within good, you know, from good people that you know may teach that something is true. And the only way for our minds to be sure is for them to be renewed in Christ, to go to Scripture, go to Christ.
The source of truth
is, what does God say?
Mm-hmm.
And so whether it's, you know, just the confusion that we might wonder, and there might be a time in our lives where we think, wait, is this wrong? Yeah. You know, I think there are times in our lives where we might have learned, like been taught something that this is right and or this is wrong. And then we come to a place and we're like, wait, was what was being taught true?
Yeah.
You know? But it could be philosophies and things that we see in and from the world too.
Yeah.
Like, is this true? This person, you know, is telling me this and they seem so passionate and like, you know, is this true? Whether it's a Bible doctrine or whether it's like a worldview.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had Joe Smolsky just wrote some great articles on our church blog about creationism versus evolution. And, you know, even in something like that, we could take for granted that, oh, a believer would side with creationism, of course.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there can be things that we could hear or see that could tempt us to think, well, okay, here's these evidences or here's these statements. And in the end, what does God want us to believe? He actually does a great job of laying out the truth of that. Either side in conveying truth should have evidence to back it up on creation. And so it's not just merely like, oh, you know, God said it, it's in the Bible, so that's it. Well, do we even see the evidence? So of course, if God says that he created the world, there's going to be evidence to support that truth.
Right.
So rabbit trailing a little bit, but the point is even like a matter like that, like in our Christian lives, I don't think that we ought to feel like sometimes we can feel like if I ever have a question about something concerning Bible truth, like, oh, I can never question. I can never not know.
Right.
And because sometimes people may have faced situations where they were scolded or rebuked for just merely asking a question. And we don't know unless we ask questions,
right?
Whether we're asking God the question, whether we're asking Scripture the question, or we're asking another person that we think can help us find the answers, or to just cement that answer in our heart.
Right.
Right. And so, so whether it's Bible truths, right, whether it's something about God, about the Bible, doctrines, principles, or whether it's just worldviews, things that we're seeing or hearing, just in life, in our everyday life, you know, is this true? Is this good? I mean, that is such a good verse to go back to, you know, to think on the things that are true and honest and a good report. That's a great verse to memorize, and it's a long list. So if you're like me, that's a hard verse to memorize just because I get everything out of order and, you know, but so it's a good verse to go back to.
With that verse, so often if you are checking your thoughts with that list.
Yeah, right.
Hardly ever do I get past true.
Yeah.
You know, is this thought true? No, it's not. And I mean, it's rare that I get down to the bottom of the list because truth is only from God. Yeah. And in our own human understanding, if we rely on our understanding, often it's not going to be the basis of truth.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you've heard that saying that people will say like, well, you find your truth or you speak your truth. Yeah. And if we're relying on our own truth, it will be opinion based. It will be based on life experience, on so many different things, on, you know, social standing or race or wherever we come from in life. But that's not actually absolute truth. It's tainted by experience or by opinion. So the only source of truth is that which has been proven, God's word, because it has withstood the test of time.
Yeah.
He is who he says he is. He has fulfilled so many promises, all the promises that he has given to us, he has fulfilled. Right. And we've seen evidence of his working in our own lives as believers through answered prayer, through transformed lives.
Yeah.
So going back to that source of truth is the most important thing. Not my truth, not God's your truth, but God's truth from the Word.
Yeah, and it's, and we need that. So, and nobody is not susceptible to having questions or needing to find answers or not knowing something, right? Like we all need to go to God's word. And sometimes we can get to a place where we're coasting through life. And we're maybe we're not being transformed to Christ because we're just kind of going with flows of life. And sometimes that happens. And so renewal is coming back to that place of seeking God for truth to then apply to, you know, my mindset, which then will help dictate my, you know, my belief system and my manner of life. You know, what principles that I live by, what's the foundation of my life and who I am, my character and, all of those things. So renewal is very important for those reasons. So as we mentioned this year, as our guest speaker and I, we had a few previous conversations leading into the Sunday that he was here. He felt impressed to preach on that topic of faith. And I think it was very helpful in reminding us that, we as believers walk by faith. We are to walk by faith, and we do that by believing in God, trusting in God, and believing what he can and does do. And so I think that there was, you know, that was very, very helpful. What are ways that whether our faith in God, you know, believing him for something, believing him for truth, believing him to work in areas of our lives that we need, or whether it's like our walk with God or whatnot, how can we have renewal?
Yeah, I love the story in the Bible, the New Testament, where Jesus is asked to heal the daughter of a man who he says to Jesus, "I believe, help my unbelief."
Yeah.
I always thought that was a little paradoxical. Like he's saying to Jesus, "I believe, help my belief." Like one statement right after the other. But I have seen that in my own life so many times where I've said to God, "I believe, but there's part of me that I know is still not fully 100% believing. And I need the Holy Spirit's strength to help me believe in that situation." So I think with that asking, We're promised in scripture, if we seek him, we will find him, mm-hmm. to ask God. And that was even mentioned on Renew Sunday, John 14:14. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So asking God for the strength to believe him, to have faith. Faith is not something that we muster up on our own. Like, okay, just got to have faith.
It's a fruit of the Spirit.
It is a fruit of the Spirit.
It's something he gives us,
It's an active thing that the Holy Spirit is doing in us.
Definitely.
So I love that statement, I believe, help my unbelief, is basically saying, I actually can't believe on my own.
Right.
I need your strength
to
help
that
me
verse,
believe.
And that's a great reference. That verse that he, and I was just like, that was the passage and verse that I've been just still thinking about ever since he, you know, preached that message. But about like, if Jesus literally said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Right.
You know, but in our life, because we are man, we are human, we are limited, right? So we think in a limited capacity. God is unlimited. He's eternal and everlasting. And yet, so it's hard for us to truly believe that statement.
And he
taught through it, and you know, if we ask, you know, we forget that we're going to God, who is the eternal and all-possessing God, of all things and power to do. And, you know, if we ask in Jesus's name, like in his will, you know, also trusting in God's will for, you know, to be done, whether it is exactly what I want, but like yielding to that. But he literally says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Yeah.
Believing. Right. And so, but in our minds, sometimes like we can just easily be like, well, I mean, anything.
Yeah.
Like we can just naturally, you know, and that's our flesh. That's our limited, you know, finite nature to have a hard time believing that. And so that's great to draw to that verse and that passage of asking Jesus to help my unbelief.
Yeah.
He even rebuked the disciples for their unbelief.
Right.
And so, I would say, you know, go to God about something and, see him answer that need, you know, according to his will. And
that strengthens faith, think, as we see him answer those prayers.
You know, experiencing God, you know, work his will on your behalf and trusting him for it and seeing him answer your requests, you know, not just give me $1 million because I want it, but like, you know, when we have needs in our lives and we're asking God to meet that need and meet it according to his will. And, you know, I often think of, you know, when I'm praying about these things, like, God, this is the need. And this is what I see, you know, it's something, this is what I see would meet the need. This is what we need. Would you do this? But whatever your will is, give me the faith to trust that. Like, if it's not to meet it in the way that I think is what means meeting that need.
Right.
Because God could meet it in a different way, which would end up being in a better way. But trusting God and then praying through that and then seeing him, that's experience that we draw on to build our faith, to trust him a little bit more, or to keep trusting him, or to know that he's there to help us. So, if we just ask him.
Yeah.
And then we see him do it, that will help renew our faith. Yeah. That will help renew our walk with him,
definitely,
our love for him.
I think also reflecting on what he has done personally in our own lives and even through his word, the ways that he promised people in the Bible that he would do things, and then he fulfilled every single one of those promises. And then personally in our own lives, I know that there have been times in my life where I have asked God for specific things. And then when I see him answer those specific things in specific ways, I'm often amazed, but he's promised that he would.
Yeah.
So asking with the faith, believing that he will do what he said he's going
for
to
sure.
do according to his will, surrendering my will and believing that he is who he is and he will do what he said.
Yeah.
So reflecting on, God, this is what you have done for me in the past. I have faith that you will fulfill these promises in the future for me.
Yeah. Review, you know, whether, you know, if you need to write things down or take time to really remember things that God has done. Don't fall prey to the temptation as well of like, oh, well, these were Bible times. Mm. No, they were just times that were written about in the Bible.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there was nothing more special about those times.
Real people, real lives.
So the people were not more special or better, and that's why God did those things. Mm-hmm. You know, a couple years ago around Christmas time, I did a little bit more of a study on Mary, you know, and there's often a thought about, well, Mary must have been very special for God to choose her. Mm-hmm. I think God chose her because she wasn't any different than anybody else. It was solely His grace that chose her, and she even acknowledged and praised God for that. She was young. She was just a regular person. And that was God working through somebody that maybe would have been the unexpected person to bear the Son of God, right? So the people that God worked through or did or called or did these great miracles or great works through, in the Old Testament times, the Bible had not been written, right? So God worked in a way to reveal Himself through man, through people. Mm-hmm. In those ways, God spoke to the people that wrote the books that are in the Bible, and the Bible was given, and therefore the workings of God that were written about and recorded were done so for God to reveal Himself to man at that time, and then to be recorded in the Bible so that God could be revealed to us, to everyone thereafter, through God's Word. And God may not work. You know, we sometimes say God doesn't work in the same way today. Like, yes and no, He still works in our lives. And if He does something miraculous in your life and you are excited about that and you're sharing, whether to another fellow believer or unbeliever, you are revealing God to those people. Mm-hmm. You know, and so God still works in and through each and every believer. Mm-hmm. To reveal Himself to us through His Word, and then through His faithfulness and His working, His, you know, wonder working power, right? Yeah. Through each of us. And so we can be renewed in our faith, and then help others as well to renew their faith in a God who is the same God who worked in the Old Testament times, the New Testament times, and we're still in the New Testament times. Yeah. Like, this is New Testament time, Christianity. And so, I think that the more that we see God work, the more we ask Him and seek Him for those things, the more we draw closer to Him, the more our faith is renewed a little bit, more our love is renewed a little bit, then the more and more it'll continue to just grow upon itself.
Yeah, I think it's also a shift of focus. So often in the Psalms, we see where a verse will or a passage will start off with the psalmist talking about how desperate the situation is,
yeah,
that he's in, how his soul is in despair, yeah, how there's so much against him. And then there's always this turning, yeah, point, this shift to, but You are God.
Yeah.
You, I praise You.
Yeah.
And I love that, because it's like, this is the situation.
Yep.
However, You are good.
Yeah.
And I know that You will deliver me. So I think that that's where renewal comes. It's, yeah, from taking that,
that's
moment
exactly,
to,
yeah,
shift and turn,
he's,
transformation,
yeah,
of mind.
Absolutely.
And saying, I'm not going to look at me,
yeah,
and my circumstances and what I don't have and where I'm at. Instead of,
yeah,
just focusing on
for
me,
sure,
I'm going to focus on God,
yeah,
which that's human nature to focus on,
yeah,
me.
Yeah, those things are real and they happen, right? And we can acknowledge them and face them, but staying there in a sense of, well, there's nothing I can do about it, or just focus on that alone,
yeah,
can detract from our faith. And so, yeah, have that renewed mind, transform yourself in that situation, transform that situation through the renewing of your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's really good. So renewal can, again, it's not just something that's put on a calendar. We do it as a special focus Sunday each year just to get our minds renewed in this thinking, but this is obviously something that we can have each and every day.
Mm-hmm.
If we believe and know His mercies are new, and we get up every day thinking, okay, and trusting God, and then asking Him, okay, what are Your new mercies for me today?
Yeah.
What are Your new truths for me today? What's Your word? What, you know, renew my understanding of Your love for me today. And we can walk away from a special Sunday and just go back to a non-transformed life because we weren't really caring about being renewed. But one Sunday also isn't going to be the one thing that changes everything. It's really a daily thing. Yeah. It's a mindset that stays within us. And so I encourage you, whether you were here in our church, a part of that service or not, and if you missed it, you can go back and watch the replay on YouTube, and I would encourage you to do that. And but seek that renewal because you can have it. And it's good and it's sweet. And God can truly work and reveal himself to you through the renewing of your mind and then seeing transformation in your life. Mm-hmm. And which, you know, not to go on, we're going to wrap this up, but I mean, we should all be seeking transformation. And if you are, you can see transformation in your life.
Yeah.
And or in any situation. And you can do it through renewing your mind in Christ.
Yeah, and what's so miraculous about that is that when you see that transformation, you know that it's an act of the Holy Spirit, not I, but Christ in me.
Absolutely, that's good. Well, hopefully that'll be an encouragement to you and to continue seeking renewal. Seek the Lord for it. Draw closer to him and ask him to renew your faith and your love and your walk with him, and he will do it. If you ask anything in my name, and he will do it. So believe him and trust him and let the doubt and the unbelief in our minds because of our human nature be transformed through the renewing of our mind in Christ. And so we want to encourage you with that. So hopefully that'll be a blessing to you to seek renewal.
Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next time.